Well, if you weren't awake, you probably are now after that fever-pitched piece called On the Rocks. That is Sprig of That, a three-piece violin, guitar, and tabla. And it's off their album, Bloom. Before that, we heard Echo from Watch House, and that's off their album, Blind Faller. I've heard quite a bit of Watch House over the past few shows. Not sure what's going on there, but they keep appearing, and I'm not unhappy about it, obviously. They keep ending up on the playlist, and I've always loved their sound. The harmonies that they put together are a delight to my ear, and hopefully to yours as well. I'm Robin. This is Roots and Berries. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, CJSF.ca on the World Wide Web, where we stream and host podcasts, where you can listen to many of our homegrown shows, either live or on demand, depending on what your preference is. And one cool thing that you might not be aware of is that recently we launched a radio app. And that radio app allows you to tune in on your device, on your mobile telephone, through the app that you can download either at the Apple Store or the Google Play Store just by searching CJSF Radio. And it's pretty cool because, you know, if Roots and Berries, for instance, is one of your favorite shows, you can put an alarm in your phone and it'll tell you when I'm on the radio so that you can tune in and hear the program live in person. And you can do that with as many shows as you like on the station. So it's a pretty cool feature. We're just getting it set up also where you'll be able to access the archives and the podcasts through that function as well. So wait for it. It's one of the many things that your donations to our funding campaign, which just happened last month, goes to support. So thank you. You're a big part of how we try to create a better service for you, our valued listener. All right. This next set of music is, it's on the boozy side of things. I discovered in my search for songs to play today that Willie Nelson has a bluegrass album out. I also learned that he's got 151 records to his credit. 151. It's mind-boggling in some ways, whereas in some ways not, because he's such a household name. Even if you don't like country, even if you don't like, you know, the music that he plays and writes, it's hard not to know who he is. Speaking of sort of icons in the music industry, he's definitely a voice and a face. But I was intrigued by this bluegrass album that he put out, and we're going to start this next set with a track from that album. This is called Yesterday's Wine, which indeed doesn't sound that appealing, but let's have a listen and taste it out.
Miracles appear in the strangest of places. Fancy meeting you here. The last time I saw you was just out of Houston. Sit down, let me buy you a beer. Your presence is welcome with me and my friend here. This is a hangout of mine. We come here quite often and listen to music, partaking of yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. We're yesterday's wine. And we're aging with time. Like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. We're yesterday's wine. Aging with time. Like yesterday's wine. You give the appearance of one widely traveled. I'll bet you've seen things in your time. So sit down beside me and tell me your story. If you think you're like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. We're yesterday's wine. Aging with time. Yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. We're yesterday's wine. Aging with time. Like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. We're yesterday's wine. Aging with time. Like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. We're yesterday's wine. And we're aging with time. Yesterday's
Victorious vacation, but it's situation brought my glorious good town to the ground. Well, the jelly jam was juicy and the lady's name was Lucy, and I wasn't about to stick around. So it's goodbye to Boozy Susie, it's goodbye to Betsy Brown. It's fare thee well to Daisy Duke, to the world below I'm bound. I'm going up to North Dakota or down to Mexico, to anywhere that I can't be found. So it's goodbye to Boozy Susie, and it's goodbye to Betsy Brown.
Can't bring little Alice back down again. through the well grew a jackpine ladder. She climbed like the devil when the devil came after her. He was fast, but she was faster. Now she's sitting on the porch with her mom and pa, trying to make sense of the things she saw. Can't wait to wander back to Wonderland. Go tripping through the bluegrass once again. Dance all night with a bottle in her hand. Lost in a backwoods Wonderland. Toast, old fiddle, and a cigarette bowl. Where'd you come from?
Such a great take there on Alice in Wonderland. That is Alice in the Bluegrass from Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway's album City of Gold here on Roots and Berries. Before that, we heard Goodbye Boozy Susie from the Golden Shoals and their album Reasons to Run. As I said, a little bit of a boozy set there. And kind of a good one for Friday afternoon. Maybe your Christmas holiday partying and celebratory nature is kicking into gear. For me, it's hard to kind of wrap my head around the fact that we're in the last month of this year, 2023, although between you and I and the fence post, I'm not going to be disappointed to see this year in the rearview mirror in very many ways. It's been a doozy, I would say. Songs left for your listening pleasure today on the program. Before I tell you what they are, though, do stay tuned because at 1 o'clock, Department Uno is on the air, and Department Uno brings you new music from the catalog here, or the collection of music here at the station. Don't know if you know, but holy smokes, do we get music. Connor, who's our music coordinator, goes through all of the releases that we get with a team of volunteers, and they make it available for volunteer programmers to bring it to your ears and have it available. So it's one of the cool things that goes on here at the station. Sometimes we hear it first, and then we get to share it with you, which is one of the great perks of being involved. So that's coming up at 1 o'clock. High school kids from Burnaby School Division up with Rock and Ride at 2 p.m. And then our longtime volunteer Steve Chong will be here at 3, followed by all kinds of great programming to come tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, when I will see you again. But that's getting ahead of ourselves, isn't it? All right. Dan Frechette, Ramblin' Dan. he is a Canadian guitar player, also has put out just a heap load of records for somebody of his age. And credits a banjo player in Winnipeg, Tim Osmond, who is the artistic director of Home Roots. It's a little organization that brings house concerts to your community, which is pretty cool. and allows folk music and independent sort of acoustic artists to make a little bit more of a living touring around and doing what they love, sharing the music that they write in the intimacy of your home. And anyways, Tim introduced Dan to bluegrass music. As a guitar player, he picked that up like nobody's business and recorded this great album called The Bluegrass Album. And we're going to hear a track from it called The Devil's Dues here on Roots and Berries.
Uncle Dave Macon said to Sammy McGee, "Why don't you sing a little song for me?" Sam said to Dave, "But my burden is so, I think I might have hit another fork in the road." But the devil's gotta pay his dues. The devil's gotta pay his dues. Devil's gotta pay his dues. Devil's gotta pay his dues. Macon said to young Sammy, "We're gonna drink some moonshine down." But Sammy said, "It won't help me, because my lady had a father now." Even the devil's gotta pay his dues. Devil's gotta pay his dues. Said to Sam and the Geek, "The women don't care about you or me. So deal out your hand, there's a poker to win. Come on and bet on this bottle of gin, 'cause the devil's gotta pay his dues. Even the devil's gotta pay his dues. The devil's gotta pay his dues. Even the devil's gotta pay his dues." Sam said, "You ain't got nothing, when all you got's a bottle and a line. Without a lady for cussing and fussing, there ain't no rhythm in this heart of mine. Even the devil's gotta pay his dues. The devil's gotta pay his dues. Even the devil's gotta pay his dues. The devil's gotta pay his dues." Guitar and he picked on a tune. The tune had a lilt and it lit the saloon. Out walked Dirty Maggie with a heart on her sleeve. Said, "If you're gonna be singing, come on and swing with me." The devil's gotta pay his dues. 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 So Macon said to Sammy, "I'm gonna go with her for a while. Drunk and lonesome, living Uncle Dave making style. Even the devil's gotta pay his dues. The devil's gotta pay his dues. Even the devil's gotta pay his dues. The devil's gotta pay his dues." Thanks
for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
Noir. I'm Michael Stein,
Private Eye.
The other day, the mayor of Bricksville called me in a bit of a bind.
Michael, this is an upstanding town, a town with pride in itself.
It's a charming little place, Mayor.
So imagine my surprise to find several dozen giant bird punks loitering on top of City Hall. And they keep vandalizing the place with their vomit. Vomit, Michael.
Giant punks, eh? Sounds like you've got vultures on your hands. I've got a soft spot for vultures. As a PI, I'm a bit of a scavenger myself.
Well, my constituents certainly aren't wild about them.
I know. Vultures get a bad rap. And it sounds like they've chosen your roof as a nice vantage point for their nightly roosting spot. But the good news is, they're doing a public service for Bricksville. Those old scavengers are scooping up roadkill, keeping the environment clean, and preventing the spread of disease.
Why, I say, that's a good value for the taxpayer.
If they're damaging the roof, you can use effigies or loud noises to discourage them. But try contacting your local wildlife agency first.
Thanks for the tip, Michael.
Just goes to show that even when birds seem like unsavory characters, they might be here to help. I'm Private Eye, Michael Stein.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and we hope you have a great holiday season.